Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Community. Oh, community has always been what sets eBay apart from other e-commerce sites since the very beginning. Here now to talk about the importance of community is someone who knows. And she's going to tell us about some terrific online resources as well. And this is our very own Robin Levin up there in New Hampshire. She's known as eBay's top-rated seller, Beads Shine. That's one word, Beads Shine. And she's the organizer of the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group. Robin, how did you get involved in this eBay community?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me today.
Hi, Robin.
Well, originally when I got involved on eBay, I had a retail brick-and-mortar bead store here in downtown Portsmouth, and things were kind of quiet downtown, and I needed to improvise to pay the rent. And I went next door and bought a couple of cigar boxes at the cigar shop next door, and I sold them that afternoon on eBay from 50 cents. I sold them. I paid 50 cents for them and sold them for $20 each.
Wow.
To somebody on the other side of the block.
Oh my God.
You are a real entrepreneur.
I put them in the mail that day right on the other side of the block as well, and they were delivered, and I got feedback all on the same day.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is too funny.
I was hooked like a fish. You guys had me right there.
Should move to Alaska and sell ice boxes. So how are you connected with eBay and the online eBay community?
You know, much like Kevin and how great it was to listen to his experiences, I had a similar experience, except I showed up at my very first live eBay event in Philadelphia. And as I walked in, I saw the back of Cindy Sorley. Oh. And I knew her because I had reached out to her myself for help online because, like her, I'm a crafter at heart, and I sell a lot of craft-like items. And she had helped me behind the scenes online, and I was so shocked when she actually answered the question I had asked. And when I saw her in person, I was just, like, in awe. And I screamed her name, and she turned around, and I've been friends with her ever since. She took me under her wing like the eBay chicken mama she is. And I'm not only in her online group, which is just a great place to learn, but also Thrifting with the Boys, Kevin's group, the Thrifting Lounge as well, in the Marketing with the Boys. There's so many online groups that are out there that are such fantastic resources that I really pull that information and work it into my own eBay business.
So besides the groups, what online resources do you find most valuable?
Well, you know, I actually use two different online resources. WorthPoint is one of my favorites I use quite often, and they're fantastic for collectibles and all sorts of information on eBay listings that you no longer can get on eBay because they're only held for, is it 30 days, 60 days, 60 days from memory on sales of eBay?
Well, it's if you have the item number, you should be able to find it up to 90 days. But,
90
yeah,
days,
most right. things are gone before that. So,
yeah.
Or impossible to find otherwise. Yeah,
yeah, and I also love Terapeak. So the two online resources I use are those, and they, between them, cover all categories on eBay, and they're great online resources.
So what online technical resources do you find valuable?
You know, that's where Terapeak actually comes in often because you're able to look at sales of different types of industries and of products that sell and all sorts of different words that happen to be the words that are the most highest income-bringing keywords, things like that. So Terapeak's a great technical research to do a lot of different types of behind the search engine optimization research end of the deal.
Yeah, the TerraPeak's data goes pretty deep too as well. So it's not just, you know, searching with keywords. You can find a lot of information. They're, of course, they're one of our sponsors in the interest of full disclosure, so we love to talk about them. What would you tell someone who gets who's brand new to this and they want to get started selling on eBay?
You know, I get that a lot, but one of the biggest things I find is they're overwhelmed by all there is to do. So I tell them to pick three things they're really familiar with and research those items they're comfortable with and learn from the information that's already there, the items that have been sold similarly, and build from the knowledge they've already got.
So I'm going to look you up, but what do you mostly sell?
I like to sell vintage craft items. I love to sell vintage magazines related to crafting or anything collectible. I love glass. I love pretty much anything, so I sell a lot of different things, but I tend to keep towards the crafting end of the world. I love yarn. I love beads. I love anything to do with making something.
Yeah, and again, Robin's store, or her user ID, is Beads Shine. That's BEADSSHINE. And you truly do have a very eclectic store. There are some beads, so you will find beads there.
But there's knitting things in there. Oh, Jim Shore, Queen of Hearts, Cross Stitch Kit, Poker Card, Mill Beads.
So Mill Hill. Oh, my goodness. Those are the prettiest beads in the whole world.
Really?
I love Mill Hill beads. Those were, when I owned my bead store, they were my favorite. You picked a good kit.
Mill Hill.
Mill Hill beads. They're no longer, they're still in existence, not as Mill Hill. I don't remember what they became.
And this is the Queen of Hearts.
The Queen of Hearts. Yummy.
Yeah, these are nice. Lots of books, magazines. I see some patterns, some porcelains.
So you're selling things that you're pretty passionate about.
I do. I sell things I'm passionate about because I tend to collect those type of things.
And, you know, that's certainly one way to do it. I mean, they always tell you, right, do your passion.
Absolutely.
However, I do feel that I need to say something about entrepreneurialism, that if you're a good entrepreneur, you could pretty much sell anything.
You can sell anything.
So if you're a person who doesn't have a passion, I'm sorry, but if you're a person who does not have a particular passion about any one thing, mm-hmm. please know that just that there's an art to being an entrepreneur.
There really is.
That's so true.
I have to say that being where I am, you know, a meetup organizer, a lot of people ask me to sell things for them, and I have to get out of my box of my comfort zone, which is the crafting type vintage type items. And I've sold recently an oil painting, which I would never have tried to sell an oil painting, and I was able to do that. And it was the last thing I would ever think to sell on eBay. So you can really sell anything on eBay.
So this, for instance, this Knit King magazine, September, October 1965, stylish cover suit, knitted antique gold. So who buys that magazine?
You know,
that's from 1965.
It is, but that's one of the original Knit King knitting magazines, and that's a knitting machine knit magazine, and there's just some vintage patterns in there. And those patterns tend to come back through time. So you would be surprised that they start to sell all of a sudden. It's because a certain...
Yeah, like pattern. Mad Men would...
Right. Well,
this particular cover that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
They would wear something like that in Mad Men.
I just found something I'm going to watch and maybe buy.
What is it?
Ooh.
It's the National Parent Teacher Magazine, PTA, from April 1954.
And that's quite cool because I know the original owner of that magazine, and he has since passed away. So that gentleman was Guy Chichester, and he was a longtime Rye resident here in New Hampshire, and I know exactly where that book came from.
The only reason it caught my eye is because I was born in April of 1954.
Oh.
So there's a snapshot into the world when I was born. I was once an infant. Yes, I was.
No.
I bet you were
yes.
cute, too.
I was annoying, I was told. My mother said you were an annoying baby.
Like my brother.
I wasn't cute and cuddly. No, you were
annoying, but in a roguish, sweet way.
Right. I had a good life until you were born. Boy, but my self-esteem hasn't suffered. So anyway.
I'll tell you, these dog figurines, they sell real well, don't they? Because I
want, Staffordshire style,
I once sold some dachshund ones, and they sold real well. That was a few years back.
Yeah, and I love to sell coffee mugs. I don't know if you noticed, I have quite a few of those.
Yes, you do. Lots of mugs.
A coffee mug fetish.
I've had the benefit of, or the pleasure of actually going out a thrifting with Robin. We had a ball.
So much fun. I got to stand in one leg of jeans.
Oh, that's right. I took a picture of that. We found a pair of jeans that were so big that she could fit into one leg of them. And so I bought them. They were my size, so I bought them.
So where do you find these things? Thrifting?
I do. I thrift. And you know something? Through Brian and Jason and Cindy and a lot of the local community around here, I've become an addicted thrifter, and I always was. When I owned my bead store, I used to display my beads in all sorts of antique dishes and knickknacks, so I've always thrifted and yard sailed. But I took it to a new level when I started doing eBay, because I look at things now in a resale way. I look at it and I go, oh my goodness, that needlepoint kit's worth $100. I got to get that.
So what would you say to new people who are saying, oh, I'm not going to go thrifting, the stuff is probably all picked over?
So I say to those people, you know, that's when you find the best gems ever, because people have already thinned out the crowd and you just got to keep looking.
That's true, yeah.
It is so true.
Well, I love your stuff. I always have. And I love you, Robin. You're such a sweetheart.
Aww. Thanks, Griff. I love you right back.
God, why don't you guys get a room?
Well, we might, because I think we might be seeing each other soon.
I know.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, we are?
Well, we're going to talk about your live in-person events. Don't do it now. We're going to talk about it the beginning of the next segment.
Well, we weren't talking about that, but we can talk about that.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we were talking about something else.
Yeah, oh, okay. They're going to get together, folks.
But, well, you know, we can, because we're adults.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much, Robin. Always great talking to you.
Robin, great talking to you.
Thanks, Lee. Bye-bye.
This segment was sponsored by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Ask us your eBay questions now at 888-723-4630. We'll pick up the phone. We'll talk to you. We're talking eBay on eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale, shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. the eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.